Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Peace and prosperity, grace to you, all of my friends. Glad to have you with me today. I hope for the next 5 minutes I can at least calm your stormy waters in your life. I know there's lots of stuff going on in your world. And I just pray that the Holy Spirit be with you. This is a day, in America, this is Halloween. And this is a day where, darkness is going to kind of be personified, hyped up, witches and goblins and vampires and werewolves and all that stuff. And I realize that there's going to be a big amount of consternation. A lot of pulpits and preachers are going to talk about what you should and should not do today. Your kids celebrating and not celebrating. My kids will dress up. They will go out and get candy. We'll give candy to kids that come to our door. It seems kind of heartless to not give kids that walk up to my house and hold a bag out and say, you got any candy? Kind of seems heartless to tell them no. But we don't celebrate the dead. We don't celebrate a night of the dead. We don't celebrate a dawn of the dead. We are alive in our home. My son wants to dress up like a Cardinal baseball player. My daughter wants to dress up like a princess. I won't stop them. Now, if there's issues, you are very disappointed that one of your favorite preachers lets his kids go out and get candy on Halloween, then I apologize that you're offended, but that's the way that I feel and believe. And if you have some things about that you don't like, well, God bless you. And I mean that. I'm not being smart. God bless you. Stand up for the values you believe are true. But rest today, okay? Be at rest. You don't have to email me or call us or let us know how much you think about that, but be at rest. Don't make it a day of darkness for people. Make it a day of light. Make it a day of celebration. And let somebody else see the light and the life of Jesus in your heart. That's what Jesus would try to do in our character today. A man named Nicodemus. A man who was a ruler of the Jews who come to Jesus by night, and as I said yesterday, theorize why it was night, but to me it was night in his soul. And that's what's most important. And when it's night in your soul, you're going to go looking for light. And this man had obviously heard that Jesus had some light. And the first words out of his mouth are, Rabbi, or teacher. We know that you're a teacher come from God. No one can do the signs that you do unless God is with him. Now, he does not say, I know that you're the Son of God. He does not say, I see you as the Messiah. He simply says, first of all, you're a good teacher. Secondly, you must be at least from God, because nobody could do what you're doing unless you come from God. How do we know that John is out of order chronologically? Because in the third chapter, Jesus has only performed one miracle. That's turning the water to wine. At the end of chapter 2, he has done signs, but we don't know what those signs were. So John, again, is not telling you that the third thing that happened in the life of Jesus was Nicodemus. Nicodemus has been around a while. I personally think this happens late in the career and ministry of Jesus, when all of the great and mighty miracles, many of which will follow in the book of John, have already been performed. It's almost as if Jesus ignores the greeting, which was, Rabbi, you're a good teacher sent from God, and goes straight into verse 3. He answers and said, most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And notice that Nicodemus didn't ask, yet Jesus answers. Nicodemus doesn't say, how do I get to the kingdom? Or how do I get saved? These are terms we might use. How do I get saved? Jesus doesn't acknowledge the whole teacher, you're sent from God, but rather accelerates Nicodemus's awareness of the kingdom by saying, most assuredly, I say to you that unless a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. He won't see it. Now, we always say that this means heaven, but what you're going to learn, if you haven't already in my teaching, what you're going to learn that I believe is that when Jesus refers to the kingdom of God, or as the book of Matthew will call it, the kingdom of heaven, Jesus is not just talking about a place on the other side. I do believe in heaven, but what he's talking about is a kingdom that is the possession of the believer, that he is its king, and they are in his kingdom. And you cannot divorce king from kingdom or kingdom from king. We're in a lot of trouble in the church because we're excellent at preaching the king. We're not very good at preaching the kingdom. We preach the kingdom as a future possession. Jesus had it in their midst. You can't divorce the two. You also can't establish kingdom and not have king. That's what's wrong with a lot of nations of the earth. They're trying to be the kingdom, but they don't have the king. We'll talk more about that as November unfolds, as we go into tomorrow. But think about John 3:3, and rest assured that if you want to see the kingdom of God in your life, you are, you can, it's being born again by His Spirit.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.